Podkeys, welcome to my life as Siri. I do podcasts related to my life and the crazy experiences that I face. Most of the stories may even relate to you. So let's start the show. We have all done it, right? Somehow, somewhere, something bad happens to us, and since that moment, we have continued to tell ourselves the story about what might and could go wrong in our future. At that point of time, we think 100 times before doing or starting something. Mind doesn't prioritize on what we think, it's just a feeling towards it or the fear built inside us. I know. You think, what am I even talking about? I'm not understanding anything. So to understand what I want to tell you, listen to the story till the end. Let's begin the story of the day. It was December and the Christmas holidays were about to start and I had a trip planned up to Bhopal. I was left with one last exam that I had. It was 23rd of December. I couldn't hear anyone at home. There was a construction happening on the opposite side. The sound of drilling, cutting made me get lots of headache. Now it was 11 a.m. and I had an exam tomorrow and I was not in a mood of studying basically because it was Christmas morn. But I have to study to pass the class. Of course. Oh God, I don't know the subject at all. What I will even do now? The time's running and I just keep thinking what to do. Time passes by and now it's 3 p.m. My mom starts yelling at me and telling, will you just keep thinking or will you even plan studying? Now that it was almost the end of the day, I just started brushing up all the concepts that I had and I just slept off. I had lots of fear in me before entering the exam hall. I was curious what to write. I was just brushing up the concepts once again, but the fear in me was just there. The bell rang so loud and I entered the hall. It was a 3-hour exam and I somehow pulled it off till the end. Guess what? My exam went well actually. I myself did not have the confidence in doing the exam so good. And I even got an A and I was so happy about it. Now as the exam ended, all my friends planned for an ice cream treat on the way back home. We all enjoyed the ice cream and said goodbyes to each other and to meet them again in the next year. Now it was so exciting as I had planned for the holiday trip and there's like whole month being planned before for this trip and it was an exciting moment for me as I was going to meet my brother in Bhopal. Now that it was 25th of December and it was Christmas, I enjoyed the celebrations and had fun in the entire day. The trip was actually planned up for 28th night. And the most exciting part of the trip was going by train. 3 days in train to reach Bhopal. That could be an exciting journey was in my mind. I started packing 2 days before on 26th night with an excitement to travel. I packed up for 15 days and all my clothes were ironed and neat and were fit into my suitcase. Once everything was done packing, I get to know that the wheel of the trolley was not working as it was broken. As it's already late in the night, I just went back to bed and thinking I will kind of change it the next day morning with a new suitcase. And I just slept off. The next morning I got up late around 10 a.m. and went out for shopping for some food and other things that I needed for the journey. Like some biscuits, some clothes, and some batteries for my camera, and finally gifts from my brother, aunt, and uncle. Back home, tired, yet excited. shifted all my clothes into the new suitcase and pulled in the new items bought and packed them too. Now that everything was ready, I was finalizing what to wear for the journey and kept them aside. All set and done. Happy now. It was 7 p.m. by when I just took a little time for rest. I just slept off for an hour with peace of mind. It was an amazing sleep ever. I got up around 8 p.m. and turned on the TV for relaxing. As I was changing the channels, that is when the news channel came up. And it was showing an accident, and it was a train accident. I was like, all these are common nowadays. But what actually freaked me out was, it was a train to Bhopal. Now was the time my heart lost a beat. All the excitement came to an end now. The fear of accident started building up in me. Should I cancel going now? What if something happens to me tomorrow? Hey, they will take care of it if something like that happened, because it just happened today, so I guess nothing will happen tomorrow. But what if it does happen? That is so scary. Should I plan up any more? Everything is booked. I spent all my money. Should I cancel? I had hundreds and hundreds of thoughts that were running in my head now. Whether should I go or no or what? Everything. What a mess all this is. My mind is not ready to accept about the accident, and my heart wants to go. Negative thoughts are running all around. What should I do? Will I make it to Bhopal? I don't know. Let's find out. I had a thought that entered the entire night, and I just slept off. Early morning at bed, I saw my suitcase and screamed loud. Hell no, I am not going to Bhopal by train. I don't care if I lose my money now. My life is important to me. No, I am not going. Because of fear I had, I cancelled my train and stayed back at home the entire Christmas holidays and decided to never travel by train again. So that's the end of the story, guys. As I told you in the starting, we all have done it, right? Somehow, somewhere, something bad happens to us. And since that moment, we have continued to tell ourselves a story about what might or what could go wrong in the future. For example, whenever you have got like less marks, you lost hope and never wanted to fight back, or when you entered a stage and could not talk because of stage fear and never thought to do it again, when you drove a vehicle and met with an accident and never touched it again, and when you lose in sports competition and never wanted to try the sport again. So never decide on what happened. Keep thinking positive so that the mind remains calm and makes the best decisions for you. Situation is never the cause of unhappiness, but it's only your thoughts about it. So stay positive and stay happy. So that's the end. So hope you enjoyed it. Meet you with a new story next week. Until then, take care. Bye-bye. Love you all.